Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good evening. Today is April the 22nd. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, we welcome you today on our daily bread. Thank you for coming and listening to the Word of God. They will sustain you, strengthen you, and uphold you. Another day of living in the light of God's word. Amen. In his authority, his power, and his ability. He's given us his authority and his power and ability. And aren't we glad that God equipped us with everything that we would never need for this day? So we welcome you in whatever time you're listening to this message. Thank you for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the rivers of living water, and the filling station that will fill you with the Word of God for it to sustain you for today and the days to come in this week. As you just keep the Word of God in your heart, and like the Lord says, we chew on the Word of God. We mutter it back to ourselves, and we remember it over and over and over, what the Word of God says to sustain us and what he says. If we keep it before our eyes and we keep it before our ears, he will sustain us, the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever. So thank you again. And you know, I really love to talk and minister on healing. Healing is so essential for us, but all the Word of God is essential for us. But if we're sick, we're not going to be any good to minister to other people. We want to live the over the top, overflowing, and the excessive life of God. And that only comes by the Word of God, that we are sustained and held up and preserved and healed and strengthen. And that's the Word of God that gives us everything that we will ever need. It's by his divine power he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, and have given us precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. So Father, we just thank you for every listener, every hearer. It's not just good enough. It's not enough for us to just to hear it, Father, but to do the Word of God. We're doers of the Word, God. I'm a doer. How about you? Are you a doer of the Word? And the doers are the ones that get results. So, Father, we want to be a doer of your Word. We want to succeed in the plan that you called us to this life here on earth, Father. We want to finish our assignment, run our course, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and run our race with joy, looking unto Jesus, the author, the perfecter, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith, Father. So I just want to say thank you for each individual, Father, that is listening to the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, and doing the Word of God. And we just thank you for each family that comes to hear the daily bread on Wednesdays. We thank you so much. May the Lord continually bless you and bring revelation, knowledge to you when you read the Word, when you hear it, and a word will stand out, and God will minister to you through that one word to sustain you, to strengthen you, and to carry you on for that day. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, the divine companion, and the divine presence of God that is our companion, that leads us and guides us in this journey that we're here on this earth. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about healing as God's will for you. Healing is God's will for you. That is an essential truth. Healing is God's will for you. Sickness and disease belong to the enemy. And healing belongs to you. So what do you think sickness and disease that belongs to the enemy? He's going to try to put it on us as children of God. So we won't fulfill what God has called each one of us. But we know that the healer is in the house. We are in the house of healing, and his name is Jesus. I'm in the house of healing, and his name is Jesus. And the house of healing is in me, and that's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And this is by Kenneth E. Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin. Healing is the will of God for you and me. Amen. Some Christians who need healing have said to me, maybe God put this sickness on me for some purpose. Did Jesus ever put sickness on anyone? No. When people came to him for healing, did he ever turn even one away saying, no, it's not my will. Just suffer a little longer. You're just not pious enough. No, not once. And the scripture tells us that to see God, we look at Jesus. And to look at what Jesus himself said. John 14, verses 9 and 10. John 14, verses 9 and 10. Have I, Jesus, been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me? Philip said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how you say, then, show us the Father. Believe you not that I am in the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He does the works. God does the works. God does the healing. He's the one that heals us and keeps us healed. And we believe in that with all our hearts, not with our minds, but with our spirit, man. Amen? That by his stripes, we were healed. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I am healed. I was, so I am. You were, so you are. Do you want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus. Do you want to see God at work? Look at Jesus. Do you want to know the will of God? Look at Jesus. Jesus is the will of God in action, according to John 6:38. Jesus is the will of God in action, John 6:38. Did Jesus go about making people sick? No. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Let's look at Acts 10:38. That's one of my favorite scriptures. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And don't you know that the devil wants to oppress us with sickness so we won't be any good to be out there in the world and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and fulfill the plan of God that he put in our hearts because we're sick? No, 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 no. That's the devil, not God. God wants us healthy so we can tell the good news of Jesus Christ to everyone that we come in contact in the marketplace, the workplace, wherever we go. They see us healed, and we can tell them Jesus is our healer. We live in the house of healing, and Jesus is the house of healing. Amen. From the natural standpoint, it is difficult for people to understand that most laws governing this earth today came into being through the fall of man. When Adam sinned and the curse came upon the earth, because people don't understand this, they accuse God of causing accidents, sickness, and death of a loved ones. God is not the author of any of these things. God is not the author of any of these things. They are the acts of the devil and his cohorts. Their author is Satan. Notice in Acts 10:38, who was healed by Jesus? All. They were oppressed of the devil. Now, that's a plain statement. All. That means everyone who was healed under the ministry of Jesus was oppressed of the devil. In other words, the devil had something to do with their sickness. In John 10:10, Jesus tells us that anything which kills or destroys is from the enemy, the thief. Jesus came to do the will of God and set men free, not to hurt or destroy us, not to hurt us or destroy us. Jesus purchased healing for you and me and the plan of redemption through his death, burial, and resurrection, amen, and ascension, that he sits right now at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness, and by whose stripes ye were healed. You were healed and I was healed. According to Matthew 8:17, according to Matthew 8:17, and 1 Peter 2:24, if we were healed by Jesus' stripes, then we are healed now by his stripes. Can I hear an amen? Unless our minds are renewed with the word of God, we won't understand that Satan is the author of sickness and disease and everything else that destroys. Calamity, destruction, people being shot, being killed, mental illness, all these sickness and disease are all around us, people of God. And sure enough, they want to attack us so we don't tell people of the goodness and of the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps us healed, that gives us every breath that we take, that wakes us up in the morning, and gives us the breath and the life that is in our bodies. And we thank Jesus. We thank the Father for giving us the life and the breath abundantly. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unless our minds are renewed with the Word of God. And how many of us are renewing our minds with the Word of God? That's why we need to keep the Word before us. We need to keep it before our eyes and read it every day, for it is nourishment, it is life unto our bodies, and is health and medicine to all our flesh, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever and ever. Amen. It is important that we renew our minds. The word of God says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, for this is your reasonable service. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. The only way our minds can be transformed and renewed is by the word of God. We depend on the word of God. And the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have the fullness of the Godhead living in us, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. Amen, amen. Unless our minds are renewed with the word of God, and that means having a disciplined mind, a sound mind, self-controlled mind, a peaceful mind. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. It is blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen. We won't understand that Satan is the author of sickness and disease and everything else that destroys if we do not renew our minds with the word of God. Our thinking will be wrong. But once our minds are renewed with God's word, we will be able to see that Jesus came to redeem us from Satan's power and give us life more abundantly, according to John 10:10. According to John 10:10, God has given us the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. We are in the greatest flow of love in God, in God's word. We're not in the flow of this world system. We are above that. God has given us a greater flow to flow above this world system. Amen? Can I hear an amen? We're not trying to flow in the lower flow of the heathen or the unbeliever, but we flow in the highest flow. And the highest flow is God's will for our lives. And the greatest love for us that we have is the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen? So once our minds are renewed with God's word, we will be able to see that Jesus came to redeem us from Satan's power and give us life more abundantly, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. I know I'm redundant, I repeat myself, but it needs to be repeated until it gets rooted and grounded in our spirit. Amen? It is through the word that we can be assured that God's will to heal us. It is through the word that we can be assured that it is God's will to heal us. Let the word of God, not man's ideas or opinions, settle this issue once and for all. Healing is the will of God for you and me. Oh, Father, how we thank you, Lord. How we thank you, Father. You are gracious and kind, Father. Gracious and kind to give us, Father, everything that we would need. You already healed our bodies. We are to walk in divine health, Father God. And we only walk in divine health by the word of God. Amen? Thank you, Father, that you are so good to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you, Father, for giving us miracles every day. The miracle of life, Father, that we can live a life of abundance. We can live with the word of God living inside of us. We can live free from sin, Father, because sin has been dealt with. We can walk according to your word, Father, walking to your plan, according to your plan, and walking those paths, Father, that you called us, Father, to walk. And the paths that you called us, Father, are paths, straight paths. They are good paths, Father. You take us to the straight path, Father God. And you, Holy Spirit, are our guide, our divine companion for the journey. And the divine presence of God leads us where we're supposed to go throughout the day. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. A promise of renewed spiritual and physical strength for those who patiently trust in God. And don't you know right now, with everything that is going on, you know, mental health, Father, all these different things, Father, that are coming against the children of God but are in this world, Satan has unleashed his forces, his darkness, his imps, to try to come and take out as many people as they can before they even hear the good news of Jesus Christ, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are the one that sustains us. You're the one that keeps us all the time, Father. You keep us healthy, Father. We trust in you and we rely on you. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are the one that upholds us and strengthens us and everything that we would ever need, Father. It is in you. And we rely and trust and cling onto you, Father. We don't rely on what our flesh says, Father God. We rely and trust in your word, Father. Thank you, Father, being filled with God's fullness. Father, living a life that reflects the character and the nature of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that you're the one that empowers us to live a life that aligns with God's purpose for our lives, Father. Without you, we are nothing, Father. Thank you, that we are filled with the fullness of God. You are completely, you and me are completely saturated with God's presence, love, and power. We are experiencing a deep spiritual connection where God's attributes like peace and wisdom and joy and love fully are present in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you that you provide us with whatever we need for this day, Father. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you supply our needs, Father, for this day, Father. You've given us your Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us. And in these days, Father, we are so careful to be conscious of who you are and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We don't do whatever we want. And when we get up, nodding in our spirit or a click in there and saying, nope, don't do that. Don't do that. Stay home. Don't go here. Don't say that. Don't go there. Stay home. Stay here. And we listen. We listen to the Holy Spirit that is in us. And our spirit listens to the great Holy Spirit that is within us. And we live and abide in you, Father God. We don't do what we want to do. These are dangerous times, Father. And there's so much turmoil going in our country, Father. Lord, we hold on to you and we do not let go. We take hold of your hand and we have you be our leader, Holy Spirit, that leads us and guides us and directs our footsteps and our paths every day. We're not on our own. And you did not leave us. You don't leave us nor forsake us. And this journey, we're not doing it alone. We rely and trust and cling unto the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever and ever. Amen. We have the greatest guide, the Holy Spirit, the divine companion. God's presence is our divine companion, and it goes with us. And so we thank you. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you. Thank you. We glorify you. We bless you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. In cereborosa da barande de boko shetere, et ononda carabara sede bicchetteriante, e secenda de parecidi landoco suterare, e shetere maracidia tuncurisicaria. For I shall light your footsteps. I light them before you go. I light the path that you should go. I pick the paths that I want you to walk in. And the paths that I walk, that I want you to walk in, are lit for you to walk. You shall see it clearly as you go, as you step, every step you take. I have lit the way for you to walk in. And that is to walk in righteousness, to walk in healing, to walk in faith, to live in faith in the Son of God who gave himself for you and for me. And those paths that I have planned for you are paths that are righteous for you. They will lead you to victory every time. Not defeat, but victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen? Amen, amen. Thank you, Father, for every listener and doer. We don't listen only. We are doers. We love being doers, Father. We love doing your word, Father. We love you, Father. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you, all of you that come to hear the daily bread once a week on Wednesday. We thank you so much. We love you, and we just pray over you every day that you are blessed, highly favored. You are protected. And I plead the blood of Jesus over you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your daughter-in-laws, and your son-in-laws. And when you go to the marketplace, the workplace, the blood of Jesus covers you. It becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you. You're in the bubble from trouble. You're in the canopy of God's love and protection. We love you, and we thank you once again. And we'll see you next week on Wednesday. Brother Andrew will come forth and give a good message to encourage you, to strengthen you, and to uphold you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed morning, or have a blessed evening. In Jesus' name, God bless you.